The book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 13. This is the last chapter in book of 2 Corinthians. It's a small chapter, but we are going to go verse by verse. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1.
This is the third time I am coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. I told you before and foretell you, as if I were present the second time, and being absent now, I write to them which heretofore have sinned, and to all other, that if I come again, I will not spare.
Now, St. Paul started with the chapter 10, 11, 12, and this is now 13th chapter. In this almost three chapters, St. Paul is trying to prove to those Corinthians that I am not ordinary man, but I am called by God. And last week we learned that St. Paul was proving to the Corinthian church, why don't you believe that God has called me to do the ministry? Now here he is saying he came to Corinthian church at least for three times. St. Paul is the only one who established this church. And many people got saved and followed the Lord Jesus Christ. When you say church, church is never perfect because there are some people might be not saved in the church. So each and every day we see new people added in the church, and some people backslidden in the church, and some people are stubborn, some people follow the Lord, and some people are just hypocrites. So here we see in this church, there are some people do not follow the Lord, commit sin, and when they commit sin, they want other people to feel bad. Means, I am good and you are bad. And that's the way the world is. They do not admit their faults, but they will tell that is your fault or you are in fault. And this is what's happening in this church. St. Paul says, if I come again, I'm not going to spare you. Because if somebody commits sin, I'm not going to put up with that kind of person. That's what St. Paul is saying.
Amen.
When you do anything wrong, pastor will not say anything. You can do anything. You can bring two girlfriends, one right hand and one left hand. And then somebody says, who are those? Oh, those are my girlfriends. You do not know which one you're going to marry? No, I didn't decide yet. So I have two girlfriends. And some people have more than two girlfriends. That is not a Christian life. You have to have pure heart and good heart towards God. The Word of God says if you look at some woman with a lustful eyes, you have already committed adultery in your heart. You cannot have four girlfriends and you don't know which one to choose. That is sinful itself. The same way some people might have hidden sin. Some people say they do sin in their privacy. And pastor has no rights to tell us what we do in our bedrooms. This is not government. This is godliness. Government cannot tell you what you do in your privacy. What you do in your closet. Government cannot tell you. But God will.
Amen.
Our God is a holy God. And God doesn't want any unholy thing. If any pastors overlook all your sinful activities and say nothing, that is not a man of God.
Amen.
The Word of God says, Galatians chapter 1 verse 10, it says, if I try to please men, I cannot be a servant of God. The servant of God is not here to please people. He should please God first. And that's why St. Paul is saying, if I come again, and if I find somebody committing sin in the church, I will not spare them. That means he will punish them or may be harsh on them. Verse 3.
Since you seek a proof of Christ speaking in me, which to you work is not weak, but is mighty in you.
Now he is saying, you people are thinking, is God speaking through Paul? Is he really the servant of God? Is God using this man? And he says, Jesus Christ, you're thinking is weak, because I am weak. I am not showing the more power. But he said, Jesus Christ is not weak, but he is mighty in you. Jesus Christ was crucified in his weakness. Let's read the verse 4, then you'll know.
For though he was crucified through weakness, yet he liveth by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward you.
Jesus Christ was in the flesh when he was hanging on the cross, just like you and me. He had the same body like you and me. So when he was hanging on the cross, all the enemies start thinking, he's done. Now he's gone. He's dead. And he's not going to do anything. But the word of God says, third day, he came out of the grave.
Hallelujah.
And after that, stayed 40 days on earth. Not a single Roman power or any Jewish religious power was able to arrest him or kill him or crucify him again. So that's what the Saint Paul is saying. He was crucified in his weakness, but he came to life in the power of God, and he is working through us. So you thinking we are weak in Christ. That means we cannot punch somebody, somebody punches us. But we can tell somebody, if you punch me, God will take care of you. You should say the word that one man was harassing St. Paul, and he said, you will be blind for season. And suddenly that man became blind. So we have the power of God. I can tell you hundreds and thousands of times when people harassed me or said something against God, and when I spoke the word, it happened to them. So the St. Paul is saying, you think I'm weak? We are not weak. We are only weak in Christ. But we are strong and powerful. So he says, we will show our power to you if you want to see the power of God in us. Don't think that we are weaklings. Don't think that we have no power. Don't think that we are ordinary people. We are people of God. And we have the power of God. And we can work through the power of God. Okay, verse 5.
Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates?
Now what is trying to say? He says, examine yourself. Before you trying to find fault, that somebody is in fault, he said, why don't you check your life? Saying that Paul is bad, or my neighbor is bad, or my pastor is bad, or my wife is bad, or my children are bad, or my boss is bad, and all of these things, people saying everybody is bad. He said, why don't you examine yourself? Why don't you find out? If you change, everything will change. So what St. Paul is saying, examine yourself. Instead of saying, this is bad, and that is bad, and this is bad, and he is bad, find out, are you right with God? Are you doing anything wrong? Are you going astray from the Lord? If my life is pleased in the sight of God, the word of God says, then he will make my enemy my friend.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the word of God. I have seen the people who wanted to kill me, destroy me, or trying to do so wrong to me. I just gave it to the Lord and I start praying for those people. Those people came as forgiveness, and those people changed. My life has to be pleased in the sight of God. I'm not here to blame this. We can blame 1,000 people. But he said, examine yourself. Let's examine ourselves before we can tell anybody anything. Because you know, if you find a finger to somebody, you are wrong. Even the two fingers goes this way, three fingers shows to yourself. So you are wrong if you, before you say somebody. That's what the people say, don't find fault in somebody. But God has given us grace. If you are living in pure and holy life, then you can tell somebody you are living wrong. But if I'm living filthy life, I have no authority to telling others you're wrong. Okay, let's read verse 6.
But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, that we be as reprobate.
That ye shall know that we are not reprobate. What does it mean? He says, let's think. You're thinking that we are doing the Lord's work and we are not even qualified to do the work. You're thinking that we are disqualified.
Yes, that's right.
So he said, I'm not disqualified. You are disqualified.
That's right.
I am qualified to serve the Lord. Yes. You know, there are so many people, they are not even qualified and they are pastors. They go to Bible college and get the degree and not even saved. I told you many times, some pastor was smoking and a pastor. Some person has not married and having children and is a pastor. So those people are not even saved, not even changed. And they want to lead somebody else. And one pastor was preaching like that. I said, sir, you preaching the message, there is nothing impossible with God. Is it possible with God to change you? You're not changing, you're trying to change others. So the Saint Paul is saying, you people are disqualified, you're not even Christian, but you're telling me I am not qualified.
Right. True.
So he said, I am qualified to do the Lord's work. Let's read the 7th verse one more time.
Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, that we be as reprobate.
You do not do evil. So if you're doing any evil things, you give up that sinful life. But Jesus Christ said, if you have a log in your eyes, how can you find some dust in your brother's eyes? So first he said, take the log out of your eyes, then you will know how to see a small dust in your brother's eyes. That means if you want to judge somebody, clean up your life first.
Amen.
And then tell somebody. Don't try to tell us we are not qualified, we cannot do the Lord's work, but you are living in sin, and so you change your life, you don't live in sin, then you will be approved to God, and then you will be honest in the sight of God. Otherwise, you will be disqualified. Verse 8.
We can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth.
Now, St. Paul is saying, we are preaching the truth. And then he says, we cannot do anything against the truth, but we live for the truth. What Jesus Christ said, he shall know the truth, and what?
The truth
shall set you free.
Amen.
And who is the truth? Jesus Christ says, I am the truth, I am the life, and I am the way, and there is no other truth. If he says, I can live in truth, that means what? We live in Christ. If you live in Christ, you cannot lie. Who is the liar? John chapter 8 and verse 44, he says, the devil is a liar. And he's a father of all liars. He's a murderer. He's a killer. He's a destroyer. So if devil is a liar and you follow the devil, then you will be liar too. Because then you will be his child and he will be your father. And then if you lie, you go to hell. Somebody says, oh yeah, I have a business. Without lying, I cannot make money. Then you are not a Christian businessman. If you are born again Christian businessman, you should not be lying in your business. If you tell the truth, what the word of God says, he shall know the truth and truth shall set you free. That means the person who is born again, he is not bound to do wrong thing. We are set free to serve the living God. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. Please read.
But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Amen.
What is saying? And all liars, not one, all liars, including Christian liars, including born again liars, including all liars. Some people said, I'm born again. So once I saved, saved forever. So I can lie, I can go to bar, I can smoke a cigar, I can do anything because I am saved. What it says here? If you are a liar, you will go to hell. Then what should we do? We should repent and say, Lord, I need your help.
Amen.
I don't want to lie. You know, when I got saved, before I got saved, I used to lie. And I was in a business, I was the number one liar. If I say lie, nobody can figure it out, it's a lie or truth. A number one liar. But when I got saved, I come to the office, a company, and put my hand to the door. Say, Lord, I'm your child. I want to do the right business. I don't want to lie, and give me grace. And I never lied in my business again. What I'm trying to say? The Word of God says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. What it says? If anyone in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. If somebody says, I'm in Christ and not living right life, he is not in Christ. He is not born again. I don't care. He prays every day. He goes to church. He gives tithe. He says, I'm a Christian. According to the Bible, he's not. Because he says, St. Paul says, we live in truth. And we cannot lie. And we do only truth. What does it mean? We live in Christ and we tell the truth and live for the truth. Nice. Jesus Christ is the truth, and if you lie, you are not in truth. And the Word of God says, if you are not in truth, you are in danger zone. You are already in hell. Christian life is the life of transformation. The life of Christ.
Yes,
and once I say I know the truth, means I know Jesus Christ. I live in truth. That means I live in Christ. He said we cannot do anything but the truth. We cannot change it. Somebody gives you $1 billion to lie one day. I say no. The $1 billion will take me to hell.
Amen.
Somebody says, oh, I can do whole business today lying. And before I go to bed, say, Lord, I have blind my business. Could you please forgive me of all my lie, what I did? And next day you do the same thing. So what happened? You go in a circle.
Yes, sir.
And if you die, you go to hell. According to this verse.
Yes.
All liars shall have their parts in the lake of fire which burneth with fire and a brimstone, which is the second death.
Thank you, Lord.
There is no other shortcut. You cannot say, I make my own law. I don't care what the Bible says. I want to do what I say. Doesn't work. That's why some people have started new Bibles. And they want to do their own Bibles. They don't want the real Word of God. But you can make any Bibles. You can make anything. Sometimes, you know, the cat drinks the milk with a close eye. Why she's doing like that? She doesn't want anybody looking at me. But actually, everybody's looking at her, but she's thinking nobody's watching. And after the drinking milk, you know what cat does? Cleans the mouth. Did you see cat cleaning the mouth after eating? Why is doing that? She doesn't want my boss to know what I did. And then somebody's going, meow, and go to his legs and gurgur sound and everything. Say, I'm a good person. I didn't do anything wrong. And that's what some Christians are doing it. They commit sin, they do something wrong, and go to church. Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
Yeah,
hallelujah,
God.
Praise the Lord. I'm a good person. And the person says, oh, he knows how to praise. When we are born again, children of God, we have to be dead to sin, living for Christ.
Amen.
And somebody says, too hard. Christian life is not hard. Christian life is so easy.
Yes, sir.
How? When you have Christ in you, he leads you.
Amen.
But when your Christ is not in you, the devil leads you. Because God has given us authority over the sickness and disease and demonic forces. But it will not work if I'm living in sin and say, let me pray. You know what will happen? his devil will come in me, jump on me.
Amen.
You remember what this St. Paul was doing, casting the devils, so that Shiva's son starts saying, we can do the same thing, it's easy. Just say the name of Jesus. And when the Shiva's sons came to cast the devil, devil says, we know the Paul and we know Jesus. Who are you? That means Jesus is not in you. You are just my followers. And you're trying to cast me. I am your boss. So beat them up. And they ran naked, running for their life.
Yes, sir.
You cannot cast devil. Devil is a big Baal-Zebul. He has a more power than you. You cannot go and cast him. Only we can cast in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir, yes,
but if Jesus is not living in you, you cannot say, I'm going to pray for you. Is your life clean? No. Why? Who gave you authority to pray for somebody? Okay, I go to hospital and pray, but I live in sin. Jesus knows my weakness. Sir, don't go to hospital. Don't pray for somebody. You will get sick. You will get their disease. You will get their problems. You have no power, no authority to even pray for somebody. Because devil will attack you and God will not listen to you. God only listens to prayers who are born again children of God. Other day I met a Buddhist man and he said, I'm Chinese, I'm Buddhist, I go to temple, I don't go to church. I said, sir, I'm going to give you Bible and you're going to know what the Christ is. But my forefathers, they worship that Buddha. I say, you don't know what Buddha is. Buddha came from India.
Yes.
It's not Chinese.
That's true.
And you took his teaching and you don't know what the Buddha is all about. You worship Buddha. Buddha didn't worship the Lord. He did not worship God. So the man who said there is no God, you go and worship him. So what happens? You don't have God. You're thinking that you have God. They said, but we do the traditional because our forefathers did that. I said, your forefathers, did they sit in the plane someday? No. Did they drive car? No. Why are you driving car? Why are you sitting in the plane? Why are you doing the things which your forefather didn't do? Mm-hmm. That's true. Sir, give up the old thing which is not good and do the right thing. Then he said, you are right, you are right. So just pray that this kind of people, they are living in fantasy. They are living that this way, God will forgive me. God will take me to home. I'm all the child of God.
Yes.
Everybody is children of God. God loves and God is not cruel to send anybody to hell. So we are okay.
Yes, true.
They are living in fantasy life.
Amen.
One day will come and they will find out in hell and they say, it's too late now.
Amen.
And somebody will say, oh, we can change you from purgatory to paradise. Give some Navina, give some money, we have power. No man has power once the person is in hell, is gone.
Amen.
You
right.
Remember that when Lazarus died and rich man died and saying, oh, could you send Lazarus and put some water in my tongue? And I have another request, my brothers are dying in sin, let Lazarus go and bring them to heaven. What Abraham said, sir, there are prophets, there are ministers, let them listen to them.
That's right.
They're not listening to Lazarus go from here and tell them about God. How many people came to life? I told you there is a man, he's still alive, he was dead and gone. How many people, our whole world got saved? No. People are still stubborn. Even though one man says, show me somebody's dead. And I told him, I'll bring the proof. He never came back. Why? Because even though I give him proof, he doesn't want to live clean life.
Sure.
So you can say anything. If they don't want to live Christian life,
sure,
then you can say anything to them. They want to do what they want to do. And they're thinking, God loves me and God will take care of me. I don't care what pastor says. I don't care what the Bible says. I want to do what I want to do. I want to feel good and live cool life. It's cool life here, but there will be very fire there. Okay, let's go back to the 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 9.
For we are glad when we are weak, and you are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection.
Now he's saying, for we are glad when we are weak. Now somebody says, why are you so glad when you are weak? He's trying to say weak means we are weak in Christ. Means we are belong to Christ. So that's why our weakness is we cannot fight. We cannot beat. We cannot kick. We cannot say everything. And people say, okay, then Christian people are like a doormat. Say anything and the Christian people doesn't say anything. Christian people, as I said earlier, they have lots of power. You can say a word. The one time when the robber came to rob the lady, she said, in the name of Jesus Christ, I said, sit down. Man just sat down, didn't do anything. So what I'm trying to say, we have the power of God in us. But we are weak, we cannot punch, we cannot take a gun and kill somebody, we cannot stab somebody because our hands are tied up or our hands are crucified. That's our physical weakness. But we have a strong power in the Word of God and in our mouth. We can use the Word of God and Word of God will do the thing. But you are strong. Why say he say you are strong? Because he said, you are trying to boss around me. I'm supposed to be your boss. I'm supposed to be pastor. You are telling me how to run Christian life. You are telling me how to run the church. So you people thinking you are strong. But he said, I want you to be perfect. Living a Christian good life. Not showing power in the tongue, but the action in life. Verse 10.
Therefore I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord hath given me, yes, to edification and not to destruction.
So what he's trying to say, he says, therefore I write these things, being absent. Means I'm far away from you. So that's why only I can do the write the letters. But when I come in person, I'll be much more sharper than what I'm writing a letter. Because you learned earlier, the Corinthian church says, oh, your letters are so powerful, but when you come in person, you are so weakling. You have no power. This time he said, don't think like that. When I come this time, I'll be very sharp. I'll be very strong. So don't think that I'm far away and I cannot do anything from there. But when I come in person, I will be sharper. And says what? According to the power which the Lord hath given me to edification. So he said, when I come here, don't be scared. I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to punch you. I'm not going to do any physical damage to you. But I'm coming here to edify you. What does it mean? I'm going to teach you something. I'm going to make you spiritually strong. That's what my mission is. I'm not here coming to fight you fist fight. He said, I want you to be strong in the Lord. So I want to teach you something from the Word of God and then you can grow. And he says, I'm not coming for your destruction. I want you to be better. I want you to be strong. I want you to be healthy. Some people are thinking, you know, these people are trying to kill us. No, we are trying to save you. Verse 11.
Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you.
Oh, now he says farewell. Be perfect. Somebody says, we cannot be perfect. Oh, sure. You cannot be perfect, then why should Paul say be perfect?
Amen.
We can be perfect in Christ.
Amen.
Jesus Christ's blood can sanctify any sinner, any sin, any wrongdoing, anything. You purge in the blood of Jesus Christ, you are complete perfect in Christ. Yes. But if you stay out of Christ and you are friend of devil, you are not perfect. But in Christ, you are perfect. So what indirectly St. Paul is saying, be born again, get saved, stay in Christ, be perfect, be good, of comfort. If you're living in sin, you will not have comfortable life. You will have problem after problem after problem. And you struggling in your life. You will not have financial success. You don't have good houses. Your houses have problem. Your machines have problem. Your car will have problem. All kinds of trouble comes. Why? Because you are not living in Christ. Once you start living in Christ, then your life is comfortable. Somebody says, oh, I'm in Christ and I have so many problems. Yes, but you are not alone. When you have Christ in you, you don't worry about problems. People are worldly people. They always worry about problems. I'm not worried about problems because Christ gives me grace to face the problem.
Right.
Without Christ, you are defeated.
Amen.
Okay. Be of one mind. Now see, husband and wife or church members, if they don't have one mind, what happens then? War. The Bible says if two of you cannot agree, then they should not be walking together. God doesn't want a crowd. God wants two or three people gathered together in His name so the Christ will be there. So, husband and wife, if they have no unity and they pray, prayer won't work. So, you have to be united in the one mind and one accord. Otherwise, God will not hear prayer. That's why Jesus Christ, when He went to raise somebody, what did He say? Let the crowd go away. Peter, James and John, only three disciples were with Him. Rest of the disciples also out. Why? He was not prejudiced, but He was thinking, who has the faith in God?
That's right.
Who can trust in God? When you go to somebody's house and they start talking unbelief, tell them, leave the room. And then you pray. Then it will work. Otherwise, you praying and they say, it's nothing going to work. It's not going to happen. Then it will not happen. Because we do not want unbeliever trying to suppress you. So He is saying, you need a one mind. Live in peace. If you are born again, child of God, you cannot live miserable life. So the peace comes from Christ. Jesus Christ is called what? Prince of Peace. The world is looking for peace without Christ. There is a failure. Once you are Christ, then doesn't matter, Muslim or Hindu. They became Christian. They are not Muslim, they are not Hindu, they are Christians. They are the children of God. Doesn't matter you are Russian or Chinese. You come to Christ, you are not Chinese or Russian, you are Christian.
Amen.
So we can have peace when Jesus Christ comes in our life. And say, the God of love and peace shall be with you. So our God is love and our God is peace. So once we receive Jesus Christ, what do you get? We get the love of God and peace of God in our heart. The Christian people supposed to be peaceful people. And then somebody says, why Christian fight? Why Christian doing some wrong thing? Well, I'm not talking about the government. I'm talking about the personal Christian. One person went to First World War and Second World War. And he's still alive. He called me the other day. He says, Pastor Peter, when I was in war, I killed many people. I feel still sorry about it. So, what should I do? I said, sir, did you kill those people because as a revenge? No. Why did you kill those people? Because I was in army and my higher authority told me to do it. I said, so, you didn't do it from your own heart? No. So you did your duty? Yes. I said, when the people came to John the Baptist and they said, what should we do? And the police officer came and said, what should I do? John did not say, throw the gun away. What did he say? Satisfy with your salary. What does it mean? Don't take bribe. Don't cheat people. But he did not say, throw the gun away. When you are a security guard, you cannot say, I'm not taking a gun or not taking something. You will not have a job. So, as a security guard, you have to protect the building. You have to protect the people. But you are not killing somebody to your own ideas. So, he says, our God is peace. Our God is love. Once we have Jesus Christ in our heart, we don't go killing people like Muslim people doing today. The name of God. God doesn't want to kill people. God wants to save people. Our God is not a killer. He's a life giver. Okay. Let's read the following words. We are going to finish now.
Greet one another with a holy kiss.
Now he says, greet everyone with what? Holy kiss. Why he's saying holy? Because there are people not saved and they want to kiss and hug people, showing that they love them. So here he's saying, if you want to kiss somebody, kiss like your own brother or own mother. If you have some dirty mind, don't even touch that person. Stay away.
All the saints salute you.
Oh, all the saints, he says, salute you. Why he's saying, even though you did something wrong, and all the church people want to salute you, give you greetings. We are not against you. We are for you. Okay. 14.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.
You might have heard this a billion times. When I close the service, this is what I say. So what I say, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. That's what he wants. What he wants? The grace of God. And he wants the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Without the grace of God, we cannot get saved. So grace came through Jesus Christ. John chapter 1 and verse 17. He says, the law came by Moses, but the grace and truth came through Christ.
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
Amen. So the grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. So the Jesus Christ is the grace of God, and Jesus Christ is the truth of God. And so he said, I want you to have Christ in you. He is the one gives you grace. How the love of God we know? Through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the model of love. God so loved the world, and what? He gave his only begotten Son. What the Son did? Gave his life for you and for me. So the Jesus Christ is the only one shows what the love of God is all about. And then he says, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit does? Holy Spirit makes us one. And he speaks to God through us. And where the word of God says, you don't know how to pray, you don't know how to communicate with God, but the Spirit in you will speak to God, even though you don't know what to say. So God the Father, the God the Son, and the God the Holy Spirit, triune God, works in our life to make us perfect. Some people do not believe in Holy Spirit. They say, I believe in Father and Son. Some people say, I don't believe in Son and the Holy Spirit. I believe only Father. Father says, if you come to me without Christ, I do not recognize you. But he says, somebody has the Christ, he has the Father. If you have the Son, you have the Father. If you deny the Son, you cannot have Father. And the same way, if you receive the Son and the Father, then you can have the Holy Spirit. But if you deny the Father and you deny the Son, you cannot have the Holy Spirit. Sure. Somebody says, I received the Holy Spirit first and then I got saved. Doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. You cannot have the Holy Spirit first. When you are belong to Christ, then Christ says, okay, I'll bring my Father and we can stay in you. So Christ brings Father in you. And the Father sends the Spirit of Christ in you. It works like a chain. And then the Son says, I will go to Father and send the Holy Spirit from the Father to you.
Amen.
So if you don't have the Son, you cannot have Father. If you do not have Father and Son, you cannot have Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So everything is go like a chain.
That's right.
So that's what he says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Amen.
Amen. Shall we rise? Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. Thank you, Lord, for giving us grace to study the 2 Corinthians chapter 13. And we finished all these chapters. And Lord, we thank you. We learn a lot. And so we want to follow you. We want to do your will. We do not want to live in sin. We want to go in perfection. And without the Son, without the Father, without the Holy Spirit, we cannot make it to heaven. Thank you, Lord, for revealing us the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They are from the beginning and they will be there in eternity.
Thank you, Lord.
Give us grace to follow you.
Yes.
And when we learn the truth, we pass this truth to others.
Yes, Lord.
And let us bring many souls to Christ. We commit ourselves into your loving hands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. Please be seated.